Hello and welcome to the StudyClicks podcast. My name is Luke and today I'm joined by Zainab, a student at ATU Galway. Zainab is going to tell us a little bit about her experience of an ATU Open Day and the process of choosing her course at ATU. You're very welcome, Zainab.
I'm so happy to be here. Thank you so much.
That's great. So what is it exactly that you're studying? Would you mind telling us a little bit about your course?
Yeah, so I study computing and digital media at ATU. And basically, the course is kind of like computer science, I always say. So it's a lot of coding, a lot of design, and like really fun stuff. So like, I'm in third year now. And we're basically just working on like a bunch of projects and really fun, creative things. So it's very versatile, things like that. So yeah, I'm really enjoying it as of now.
Yeah, it sounds very creative. Did you kind of know that going into it, that was something that was a non-negotiable for you, definitely to pick a kind of creative course where you could really, you know, showcase your skills?
Yeah, I really wanted to do something really creative. So something that would allow me to kind of show off my potential and like my creative side. So that's kind of why I went for it. But I also wanted something practical. So like something that I could build off on. And that's kind of where the coding aspect comes in as well, because like the course is really versatile. Like there's so many things you could get into, like cybersecurity, software development, so many things you could like, you know, do with it. So that's kind of what attracted me to it.
Yeah, it sounds very diverse. I suppose going all the way back before you started your course, you said you're in third year now. So 3 years ago, when you were in sixth year, when you were deciding what to study, what exactly, did you have anything in mind when you were picking a course? What particular questions were you asking, you know, at open days to try and find out more about your course?
Yeah, so I was mainly just asking myself kind of what would make me happy, what I would feel comfortable in, and what would, again, like kind of show, what would allow me to show my full potential and creativity. And that's kind of how I landed on the course, because it has all three components. It allows me to kind of be able to work anywhere I wanted. So for example, with my course, it goes hand in hand with computer science, like I said before. And there's so many job opportunities and things like that for the course. So that's kind of what drew me to it. And like the creative side, like I said before. So like this year and third year, we're actually working on game development, which is really exciting. And like basically we get to design games and kind of just make up our own characters and our own game world. So it's really something to look forward to. It's really creative, like something that I feel comfortable in, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it sounds like fun. I think that's the main thing. It actually sounds like what you're doing is enjoyable and fun. So would you say that's something that sixth-year students should consider when choosing the university course? And do you have any other bits of advice? I know you said yourself, kind of for you, a non-negotiable was something that was creative and something that could show your potential. Yeah. Is there any other advice you'd give to sixth-years choosing their course? Any other things that they should take into consideration?
I'd say definitely just think about the things you're good at and the things you're bad at. And kind of just focus on like the things you're good at, because you don't want to go into a course and like you're not good at any of the modules and, you know, you're barely passing the course. So yeah. I'd say just like kind of focus on what you're good at, what would bring out the best in you, your full potential, what would make you happy in the future, because you don't want to, I don't know, like you don't want to do like a science course and you're just not into science, you know, like you want to do something that would make you happy. So like, I'd say kind of do a SWOT analysis on yourself, something like that. And like work out kind of what you'd like and like what would make you feel comfortable. Definitely go to open days and things like that for like even before you choose your course, because I feel like talking to students is such an eye-opener on what the course is really like, because you know they're actually in the course learning it in this moment. So I think that's really useful and handy to talk to someone who's actually doing it before you step in.
Yeah, so did you attend an open day before you ever decided on going to ATU Galway?
I actually attended the one at ATU. Usually there's like a bunch of stands and things like that. And there's like students at the stands who are from the course, and you're able to just go talk to them, ask them questions on the course, things like that. And I think it's really important that you do that before even thinking about the CAO, you know, because it's really important that you just get the inside scoop on what it's really like, because they'll say one thing on they'll say one thing on the university website, and then like a student saying another thing, and like the student is usually right, in my opinion, because you know they're actually doing it. So I think, yeah, I think it's really important to just get the student's point of view. Maybe talk to some lecturers. Lecturers aren't usually at open days, but like sometimes they are. So like just talk to a bunch of people on campus, see what you like, what you don't like, things like that.
Yeah. And, you know, would you say that the university or the course is more important when you're making a decision about your CAO?
I'd personally say both, because it really just depends on you. Like, you don't want to do a course that you don't like, and you definitely don't want to go to a university you don't like. So I'd say, I'd say just go to a bunch of open days, check out the campus. Campus tours are so important, guys. Like, just check out, like, see what the campus looks like, if it's your vibe, if you like it, if you don't. Take a look at societies, take a look at, like the lecture rooms, if you could see yourself there, things like that. But also make sure you do your research on the courses, and make sure you do your research on like what kind of jobs you could get, and like how broad the job market is for those courses, because you know, you don't want to be stuck after 4 years of uni. So I think things like that are really important, and it really does depend on the person.
Yeah, I think, and as well, if you have an opportunity to attend talks about a particular faculty or a particular course, that's probably great as well. And to be able to ask questions, not only to students, but to lecturers, and find out a little bit more about the academic side of things. You talked quite a bit there about like the vibe of the university. Do you think that you got the right vibe from the open day, and that kind of carried through to your own college experience?
Yeah, I definitely did, because what really kind of drew me to ATU in the first place was the kind of the student culture. So like all the students are really nice, and like they get along and things like that, and like they're kind of just, I don't know, my kind of people, I guess. But I think that's really important that you like the area you're in, you know.
Are you from Galway yourself?
Yeah, I'm actually, I've been here since I was three, so I'd say I'm pretty native.
Okay, yeah, so you live at home while you're studying?
Yeah, I live at home.
Okay, cool. And how do you find that kind of being able to live at home while also studying, you know, at a university?
I'd say it's great. It's actually really handy, especially considering that I know people that pay so much money in rent. I think it's really convenient. And like, I live like about 15 minutes away from the university. So it's really easy to get to and from college. So yeah, I'd say it's like, it's really handy.
Yeah, it's great as well. And it kind of gives you an opportunity kind of to, in your own hometown, make new friends that you kind of wouldn't have made before, because I'm sure there's people there from all different backgrounds.
Yeah, like there's so many people from like Cork, Limerick, Dublin, met some people from Meath, things like that. Like, you know, ATU is like so diverse in terms of counties and like where people are from. So, and we have so many international students as well. So
yeah, that's
you
great
really
too.
Just never know who you're going to bump into.
Yeah. And do you find like the usually what I've heard about ATU and what a lot of students say is that the class sizes are lovely. They're kind of small enough to be able to get on really well with your course mates and to talk one-on-one with your lecturers. Is that something you find?
Yeah. So in my class currently, there's about, I think, 25 people, somewhere around that. So it is very hands-on in terms of teaching. So you are able to get the most out of each class, each module, because teachers are able to have one-on-one talks with you if you were to need it. So
yeah,
I think it is really good. Like, it is really, it's a great way to be able to get the most out of your time at university, and like to kind of, and I'll say it's to kind of like improve your learning style in a way.
Yeah, I know what you mean. No, yeah, that makes sense. It's kind of more, it's almost one-on-one. It's much more kind of you're in direct contact with the people who will be grading your exams and or grading your assignments. And it's good to be able to chat through those kind of things with the people that are directly involved. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Great. And for anybody who's interested in attending the ATU Galway Open Day and to find out a bit more about courses like the one that Zainab is studying, it will be taking place on the 30th of November. And you can head over to atu.ie/opendays for more information about this. So thank you so much, Zainab.
No, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure, honestly.